United States, and nearly 14 million years ago, expansion started way here. The earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall, we built the pyramids, math, science, history, unraveling the mystery, it all started with a big bang. Hey guys, welcome back to...小君的美剧笔记，我们今天接着来讲 The Big Bang Theory 生活大爆炸。那在这一集的片段里面，大家会听到 Penny 主动提出要留宿过夜宅男家。Wow, what a once in a lifetime opportunity for these dorky guys. But Sheldon, he just couldn't get it.每次这样的关键时候 Sheldon 总是非常不识趣的第一个站出来表态说我反对那 Sheldon 反对的理由是什么呢话不多说我们来听听原声片段
Do you mind if I stay here tonight?
No, yeah, take the couch or my bed, I just got new pillows, hypoallergenic
The couch is good
Hold that thought, Leonard, a moment
Let me guess, you have a problem with this.
Where do I begin?
It's up to you. Crazy person's choice.
Well, first, we don't have house guests. Frankly, if I could afford the rent, I'd ask you to leave.
Your friendship means a lot to me as well. What else?
Well, our earthquake supplies. We have a two-man, two-day kit.
So?
So, if there is an earthquake and the three of us are trapped here, we could be out of food by tomorrow afternoon.
I'm sorry, are you suggesting that if we let Penny stay, we might succumb to cannibalism?
No one ever thinks it'll happen until it does.
Penny, if you promise not to chew the flesh off our bones while we sleep, you can stay.
好的，我们接下来逐句的再来听一下这个片段。
Do you mind if I stay here tonight?
So Penny asked, Do you mind if I stay here tonight?这个句子看似简单，但是很多人在平时用起来会犯一些小错误。这里给大家总结下 Do you mind 这个句型的用法。它最通常的用法是后面接 if 从句，比如说 Do you mind if I switch the radio off? 我可以关掉收音机吗？但是注意，只可以接 if 从句，不接 whether 从句，所以后面不能是 Do you mind whether 怎么怎么样，不可以。只能是 Do you mind if 它的第二个用法是在 Do you mind 后面接动名词比如说 Do you mind helping me 可以帮帮我的忙吗要注意后面是接动名词不能够接不定式不是 to do 而是 doing 那另外前面的 Do you mind 的 do 也可以换成 would 所以也可以是 Would you mind 比如说 Would you mind if怎么怎么样但是当你把前面换成 would 的时候 if 从句后面的谓语通常也要换成过去式比如说 would you mind if I closed the window 啊，注意 closed 是过去式还有就是 do you mind 这个问句的回答很多人会觉得有一点绕比如说 do you mind if I switch the radio off 我可以关掉收音机吗 no that's all right当你回答 No, that's alright 的时候，你的意思其实是你可以关掉 ，OK， 没有关系。但是大家印象当中，当你表示可以的时候，应该是 Yes 而不是 No， 对吧？其实要解决这个问题，大家可以试着每次听到 Do you mind 这个问句的时候，把它翻译成你介不介意啊 ？Do you mind me switching the radio off？ 你介不介意我把收音机关掉？这样翻译的话，如果你回答No, that's all right. Go ahead. 一点都不介意，你直接关掉吧，就顺理成章了，对吧？那当你表示我不介意 ，OK 的时候，除了No, that's all right， 还可以说 Of course not， 意思是 Of course I do not mind， 又或者是 No, not at all， 一点也不介意 ，I don't mind at all， certainly not， 都可以。那假如说你表示你介意。啊、我很介意你做这件事情我不允许我不喜欢要怎么回答呢 Yes, I do mind 是的我介意或者你直接就说 Please don't 请不要 Better not please 最好不要或者 I'd rather you didn't 我希望你可以不要这样 好，接下来再给大家举几个例句，大家体会一下到底是同意还是不同意。Do you mind shutting the door? Certainly not. 翻译成中文，你可以关上那道门吗？或者说，就像我前面给大家建议的，最好翻译成，你介不介意把门关上？那答语是 certainly not， 意思就是我不介意，或者翻译成，好的，我可以关上门，没有问题。好，第二个句子， Would you mind taking part?你愿意参加吗？或者翻译成你介不介意也参加？回语是 No, I'd love to. 意思是我不介意，我很乐意参加。第三个句子 Would you mind if I smoked? 我抽烟你会介意吗？ Oh, please don't. 这个回语就非常的清晰干脆了。拜托，请不要抽好吗？好，顺便说一下 do you mind 其实还有一个特殊的用法，就是根据上下文或者根据语气，它其实可以表示你的气愤或者是反感，而不是真正的在询问你的意见了。比如说听听这句话、哦、Do you mind? I don't want to hear that kind of language here. 意思就是我不许你在这里说这样的话，请你不要再讲了。这里的 do you mind 意思就是不要讲了，而不是我在咨询你的意见。说了这么多关于 do you mind 的一些总结，我们收回来。 So Penny asked, Do you mind if I stay here tonight? 我能在这过夜吗？来听听 Leonard 的回答。
No, yeah, take the couch or my bed. I just got new pillows, hypoallergenic.
一开始我们就听到了 Leonard 的、这个决定。 He said no、不介意，完全不介意。 No,Take the couch or my bed. 你可以睡沙发，也可以睡我的床。这里我们注意到动词是 take. Take 这个词它可以表示拿什么东西，取走什么东西。但同时它还有一个意思， It can also means to accept or to have something. 接受，接纳一个东西。比如说、你的咖啡里要加牛奶吗？ Do you take milk in your coffee?你们这里接受刷信用卡吗？ Do you take credit cards here? 那同理，这个片段里 take the couch or take my bed， 这里的 take 就是这样的一个含义，表示接受接纳。你要么就选沙发，要么选床，都 OK。 I just got new pillows, hypoallergenic. Well, let's look at this word, hypoallergenic. 看到这个词你一定会想起一个很熟悉的词， allergicAllergic to something 表示对一样东西过敏，那 allergenic 就是一样东西会引起过敏。那再看看这个词的前缀 hypo， H-Y-P-O， 只要你看到有这个前缀 hypo 出现的时候，它这个词就表示少的、轻量的。所以 hypoallergenic 这个词就表示那种低过敏性的，或者说防过敏的，没有那么容易引起过敏的。 So this item is designed to be less likely to cause allergic reactions. 比如说这种化妆品是纯天然的，然后无刺激性的，防过敏的。 This kind of makeup is all natural and hypoallergenic.没错，枕头也分了这么多的种类，有防过敏的，还有一些各种各样的功能性的。如果你去住那种稍微好一点的酒店，四星级、五星级的酒店，它都会给你提供不同类型的枕头可以供选择。我们继续往下听。
The couch is good.
Hold that thought, Leonard, a moment.
So we heard Penny said, the couch is good.这句话不是说这是一张好沙发，而是说那我就睡沙发吧。为什么？因为 something is good 这个句型可以表达、就选这个好了，我就要这个东西。比如说 Would you like something to drink? 你要喝点什么吗？ Well, cola is good, 要不我就喝可乐吧。所以当你被、提供一系列的选择的时候，你表示哎，这个就不错，这个就挺好，我选这个的时候，你就可以说 something is good. So when Penny said the couch is good, just means she will take the couch. Then we heard Sheldon come up and said, hold that thought. 这个短语意思是等一下，先打住。 Hold that thought 其实看字面意思就很明显了， hold 这个词除了表示抓住握住什么东西，它还可以表示 to keep something，保留一样东西。所以 hold that thought 就是你先把这个想法先放在这里，先搁置一下，我们再详细的聊一聊，先不做决定。
Let me guess, you have a problem with this.
Where do I begin?
It's up to you. Crazy person's choice.
当 Leonard 问 Sheldon 你是不是对这件事情有意见， You have a problem with this, right? Sheldon 的回答是 Where do I begin? 这句话也常听到常用到，当你有太多话，太多想要吐槽想要抱怨的事情无从说起的时候，你就可以用到这句表达啊， Where do I begin? 先说哪一点好呢？我们来听听看 Sheldon 的理由有哪些。
Well, first, we don't have house guests. Frankly, if I could afford the rent, I'd ask you to leave.
Your friendship means a lot to me as well. What else?
The first reason is we don't have house guestsHouse guest 看字面意思都猜到了、住在家里面的客人，在家过夜或暂住的客人。 A person who stays at someone else's house for one or more nights is called a house guest. 比如说现在 Airbnb 很流行，那如果你去住到 Airbnb， 住到别人的家里面，住到民宿里面去，那你自己的身份其实就是一个 house guest， 只不过你需要付款。来听听第二个理由是什么。
Well,Our earthquake supplies. We have a two-man, two-day kit.
So?
So, if there is an earthquake and the three of us are trapped here, we could be out of food by tomorrow afternoon.
第二个理由是 earthquake supplies. Earthquake, 地震. Supplies 表示什么意思？我们都熟悉它的动词形式 supply, 供给，供应什么东西。那当它作为名词并且是以复数形式 supplies 出现的时候，它表示的是生活的必需品，比如说水、食物、电等等。比如说灾区的难民现在急需食品和医疗用品，这些必需品。 The refugees are urgently in need of food and medical supplies. 注意一定是复数形式 supplies。 Sheldon 是在他们的公寓里面准备了一个地震急救包，相当于 And we have a two-man, two-day kit。然后这个急救包只准备了两人份的东西，而且只供应两天，只够两天的量。我们知道这个词 kit K-I-T， 它表示那种成套的工具包，比如说现在每家每户都会准备一个医药箱，对吧？这个就可以叫做medical kit， 或者是 first aid kit急救箱，又或者是女孩子有的时候去出差就会带一个那个化妆包，准备一整套的化妆品啊、化妆刷呀、这些，可以叫做 domestic kit。
I'm sorry. Are you suggesting that if we let Penny stay, we might succumb to cannibalism?
No one ever thinks it'll happen until it does.
这份应急急救包只够两人份，用两天。So Leonard has a question. Are you suggesting that?这个句型表示你是在暗示吗？注意 suggest 这里不再是表示建议的意思，而是指暗示。 Are you suggesting 你是不是在暗示什么呢？ We might succumb to cannibalism。 首先 succumb to 是一个短语，表示屈服屈从于一个诱惑或者于一个压力，比如说不要经不住诱惑，一支烟也不能抽。 Don't succumb to the temptation to have just one cigarette. Don't succumb to the temptation. 不要经不住诱惑。好，这个词的拼写是 S-U-C-C-U-M-B. Succumb. Succumb. B 是不发音的。再给大家举两个例子，比如说哎呀，我最终还是没能顶住诱惑，吃下了一整块 cheesecake. I'm afraid I succumbed to temptation and had a piece of cheesecake, a whole piece of cheesecake. 又或者是我相信他被我的魅力所折服所倾倒，只不过是个时间问题了。 I'm sure it would only be a matter of time before he succumbed to my charms.Somebody succumbed to somebody's charms, 被一个人的魅力所折服。那 Sheldon 暗示的是屈服于什么呢？ Succumb to cannibalism. 这个词怎么拼写的？ C-A-N-N-I, B-A-L-I-S-M, cannibalism. So what does it mean? If a group of people practice cannibalism, they eat the flesh of other people. 就是我们常说的啊，食人岛上那些吃人肉的行为。比如说我们经常在电影里面看到，为了活命只好吃人肉。They were forced to practice cannibalism in order to survive. 当然这个词用的很少了，大家记一下就 OK 了，下次看到大概知道是什么意思就行了。
Penny, if you promise not to chew the flesh off our bones while we sleep, you can stay.
最后 Leonard 半开玩笑的对 Penny 说 If you promise, 如果你答应 not to chew the flesh off our bones while we sleep, you can stay. 只要你答应不要趁我们睡觉的时候就啃掉我们的肉吃掉我们，你就可以留下来过夜。 Chew the fleshOf something, 就是把肉从什么东西上面啃掉。比如说啃掉鸡骨头上面的肉 chew the meat off a chicken bone. 那说到这里你肯定要问，这个 meat 和 flesh 有什么区别？同样都是表示肉啊。哎，这个值得讲一讲。虽然都表示肉，但是肉跟肉是有区别的。那 meat, M-E-A-T, meat 是肉类的总称，而且是专指供人类食用的肉啊，比如说鸡肉、鸭肉、鹅肉、兔儿肉都叫做 meat。 很多动物的肉都可以简称为 meat， 但是注意只有一个动物不可以，那就是鱼 fish。 你不要把鱼肉称为 meat， 老外不懂，鱼肉就是 fish 啊。 meat 一般是指其他的牲畜，像是鸡鸭牛羊等等。那说完 meat， flesh 又是什么区别呢？ flesh 主要是指区别于骨头和皮之间的那层肌肉啊，你可以引申为肉体。所以 flesh 一般它是和 soul 和灵魂相对应的一个指代肉体，然后也指人的肌肉，而不是吃的那种肉。比如说胖的人肯定会比瘦的人肉多。 A fat man has much flesh than a thin man.注意因为它是不可数的，所以是 much, has much flesh than a thin man、又或者是他就是贪图肉体上的享受。 His whole life was devoted to the pleasure of the flesh, 肉体享受 the pleasure of the flesh。 在这两个句子里面你就不可以把 flesh 换成 meat。 那在我们这个片段里面，因为 Leonard 的意思是你不要来吃我们身上的肉，是人的肉，所以是用 flesh 而不是 meat。 好，大家 get 了吗？我们下面把整个片段再完整听一遍。
Do you mind if I stay here tonight?
No, yeah, take the couch. Or my bed, I just got new pillows, hypoallergenic.
The couch is good.
Hold that thought, Leonard, a moment.
Let me guess, you have a problem with this.
Where do I begin?
It's up to you, crazy person's choice.
Well, first, we don't have house guests. Frankly, if I could afford the rent, I'd ask you to leave.
Your friendship means a lot to me as well. What else?
Well, our earthquake supplies. We have a two-man, two-day kit.
So?
So, if there is an earthquake and the three of us are trapped here, we could be out of food by tomorrow afternoon.
I'm sorry. Are you suggesting that if we let Penny stay, we might succumb to cannibalism?
No one ever thinks it'll happen until it does.
Penny, if you promise not to chew the flesh off our bones while we sleep, you can stay.
Alright, I hope you find today's words and phrases useful. And that's pretty much all the time we've got for today's show. You've been listening to A 小群的美剧笔记。我们下期再见咯。Bye for now. See you next time.